Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. You're still mighty and strong. Fight this battle for me. Help my unbelief, so I can tell my friends you have won again.
I put my hand on myself and I said, prove the doubt is wrong.
You're still mighty and strong. I said, prove the doubt is wrong. You're still mighty and strong.
Take me up.
Let your power fall.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. Welcome, everybody, whether you're new or you're old, to Prolify. We thank you for being here with us on tonight. The song that I played to open us up tonight was Let Your Power Fall by Dionne Kippen. And just in case you don't know how Prolify works, I'm going to let the woman of God pray what the Lord has put in her spirit for tonight, after which I will come back and open the phone lines and pray with you. So if you have a prayer request, you still have time to jump on the phone lines. The number is 347-426-3782. If you're listening to the sound of my voice online, we appreciate you being there. But if you need prayer, you need to be on the phone line. The number is 347-426-3782. With that being said, the woman of God, Prophetess Paige, is going to come on the air because this is Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. Prolify Your Ministry is honored to present the woman of God, Prophetess Paige, on tonight. To God be the glory. The next voice you hear will be hers. Prophetess Paige, you're on the air.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank and praise God for you all on tonight. Want to say hello to you all on tonight. Want to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. For it's simple a line for faith, and I want to thank and praise God for that faith. And I thank and praise God that I walk in faith, I live faith, and I've seen faith happen before my eyes, and still trust in God, and I still have to use faith, no matter how weak or no matter how low it is. You still got to have faith. And I want to let you all know that our scripture comes from Hebrews 11:1. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that don't mean that you don't see it. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to work my faith, to trust the faith that it is. I thank and praise God on tonight. So I want to let you all know, if you're newbies or this is your first time or maybe your third time, I want to let you all know that faith is possible. God can do anything but fail. He said just a little grain of mustard seed faith. That's all we need. And I want to let you all know, to encourage you all on tonight, that so don't give up on God. Keep trusting and believing. The Word of God tells us that if we trust Him and believe in Him until the end, we will endure that eternal life. And so let's trust God no matter how the enemy gets in our ear, no matter how the enemy may distract us and tell us it's not going to happen, and no matter how the enemy make things seem like God is not there, but He is. And He does care, for the Word of God tells us that God ears are listening to the righteous, and His eyes sees all. So that let me know He know everything and know everything about us, and He knows how to bring things to us when we need them. So I want to let you all know, as I get ready to pray on tonight, whatever you believe in God for, maybe you whatever you trust in Him for, or maybe you believe in God for some healing, or maybe you want God to direct you in areas that you need to be in your life. Maybe you just want God to come into your life and just use you and just let pour out on you, pour out His Spirit upon you. And I thank and praise God for that tonight. So as I get ready to pray, let's join our faith with one another. Let's trust God together, for the Word of God tell us when there's two or three touching in His name, He will be in the midst. And let me know He's listening right now. He knows and He sees all. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank You. I thank You on tonight, Heavenly Father, right now. Heavenly Father, I ask that You would touch, God, right now. Father God, I ask that You would, Lord God, forgive us for any sin that we committed or omitted today was not of You. Father God, I thank You, God, for even, Lord, touching us right now, even now where we at. Father God, somebody, Lord, needs You right now. Father God, I ask You to look up on my sister on the phone line, and look up on my brother maybe on the phone line. Look up on them maybe listening by Twitter or maybe by Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, however they may be listening to You, God. Lord, begin to, Lord God, learn, begin to, Let your spirit, Lord God, rule and rest in them, Lord God, that they will see, Lord God, what you are doing. God, maybe someone needs you, God, for direction, God. Lord, direct them, Lord God. Lord God, in the area that you want them to be. Somebody needs you, God, for the healer, God. Lord, we decree and declare that they are healed already because your word say, through your stripes we are healed. And Father God, I thank you right now for healing that person right now. They're healing them from that cancer, or maybe healing them from a, Lord God, an eye condition or ear condition. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God. Maybe someone needs you. Lord, their body is wrecking with pain. Lord, we ask that you would heal right now, God, for your word say we're already healed. Father God, I even ask you, God, to look upon them, Lord God. Maybe they, Lord God, their body, Lord God, they line their kidneys up, their liver, God. Lord, look upon them, God. Maybe someone battling with back, Lord God, problems or knee placement, God, or Lord, we ask that you would touch them. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will begin to touch them in their body, that they are already healed because your word says. So in Isaiah 53:5, Lord, that we are already healed. Heavenly Father, look on somebody. Somebody's marriage may need to be healed. Father God, touch that husband, touch that wife. Touch them right now, God, that they are healed right now from the pain, from the past hurt, God, from the present, God. Touch them right now, God, that they are mend their marriage back together again. Father God, we bind up every confusion, God, that's in the marriage. We come against unforgiveness, God. We come against hatred. We come against bitterness. We come against all of these things, pride, God. Lord God, we come against all of this hard-hearted, Lord God, that you will mend that wife, that husband back together again. Lord, we come against the spirit of lust, the spirit of temptation for another woman or another man. That they, Lord God, that you will only give them eyes just for their wife or their husband. Lord, that you will cause, Lord God, intimacy to come back into the marriage right now. Lord, that you will cause them to love again. That you will cause them, Lord God, to be happy again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I even ask you, Heavenly Father, to look upon that child, Lord, that boy, that girl, may stray away from home. Lord, their parents don't know where they are, God. Begin to bring them back. Send them back home like you did the prodigal son. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare that they will return back home safely, God, and nothing broken, nothing harmed, nothing, Lord God, out of place, nothing happened, Lord God, but you begin to bring them back in peaceful, God, that nothing will come upon them that you cannot handle. God, we ask you to also, God, to look upon us, God. Somebody's searching for direction to a church home, God. Lord, begin to send them to that church home that believe, that know that, Lord God, that believe in your Holy Spirit. Lord God, that believe that you are God and God all by yourself. That believe that you're the first and the last, the ending and the beginning. Father God, touch them right now that they will find that church home, that they will find that place of, Lord God, of rest, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I even ask you to look on that business, look upon that, Lord God, that finance, God, touch it right now. Lord, I decree and declare that the finance and the business, the finance will line up with your word, God. For your word say, ask, God, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. And Father God, we thank you, God, every day. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're blessing. You open up a door of blessing, God, that they will have room to receive, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, I even ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch those. Touch those, Lord God, that in California, Lord God, that lost their loved ones in the shooting that happened on yesterday. Begin to comfort the family heart. Begin to bring joy to their tears. Begin to give them peace, God, in the midst of their pain. God, I even ask you to look upon the ones that was wounded. Thank you for healing their wounds. Thank you, Lord God. Look upon the young man that committed the crime. Lord, begin to touch right now his body, God, and heal and deliver right now. God, I ask that you would touch the ones that has to go back to school. Don't let it affect them, God. We bind fear right now. That fear will not overtake them, God, to cause them not to want to go back to school. God, I come again. Lord, I ask that you would touch this nation. Lord, God, touch it right now. So much evil. So much hatred, so much, Lord, bitterness. So much, Lord God, things are going on around us, God, but you keep us safe. Father God, we ask that peace will come to the United States. For your word say, if my people who are called by my name, you said if we just seek your face, if we humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, God, your word say you will come down and you will heal the United States. Lord, heal in the White House, heal on this earth. Heal in the hospital. Heal, God, in our jails. Heal in our prisons, God. Lord, I decree and declare that peace and love will fall upon your people like never before. Lord, bring love on them, Lord. Peace, Lord God, on them like never before, God. For your word say every eye will see you. Every ear is going to hear you. And every tongue is going to confess to you. And every knee is going to bow to you, Father. And I thank you right now. Lord, I bind up every hands of the enemy and his demons, Lord God, that's trying to go out, Lord God. Lord God, that's trying to go out and cause distraction, to cause trouble, God, in our homes, Lord, in schools, God. Touch us, God. Touch our children. Touch us, God, where we need to be touched at the most. Touch everyone, God, that's listening. Touch everyone that maybe, Lord God, they don't know which way to go. They're, Lord, would they turn left or would they turn right up? If they go back and forward, God, don't seem like they're getting anywhere. But God, Lord God, just continue to rest. Teach them how to rest in your presence. Teach them how to, Lord, have patience to slow down. Lord, let them know that you're there. You're there, Lord, to carry them through. You're there, God, whatever burden that they're dealing with. Lord God, your word say cast our cares upon you because you care for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I give you a name of glory. And I give you all the praise right now. In Jesus' name, brother, I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, sir. I want to let you all know that I won't say amen because maybe someone on the phone line maybe need prayer. I'm going to turn you back over to Prophet Stacy, but I want to let you all know to trust God in everything you do. Put him before everything that you do because he's a jealous God, and the word of God tells us to. Not to put anything before him, but put him before everything. And you all have a blessed and prosperous weekend. Until next Friday, God bless you. And I love you until next Friday on Faith on the Line. Now I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.
At this time, if there's anybody on the phone line that need a prayer, press 1 on your phone. If you need prayer, press 1 on your phone at this time. Something other than what Prophet Page just prayed about. If you need specific prayer about something else, press 1 on your phone. While I'm waiting to see if anybody needs prayer right now, let me give you my one announcement. Everybody under the sound of my voice, whether you listen online or on the phone lines on the podcast, be sure to join me Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific for a prolific fire by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, which was 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific for prolific fire. If you were with me the last couple Mondays, you know that we've been on a series entitled Protecting Our Children. This Monday will be part 3. So if you haven't heard part 1 and part 2, go back and listen to through the podcast. You'll find out the information on my Instagram page at Prophet Stacy or my Twitter page at Prolific Fire. Or Facebook, depending on how you're following me. It'll be on social media, how to get to the podcast. Or you can come back right here to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire and listen to the previous episodes. But Monday night will be part 3 of Protecting Our Children. It's a very important series because more than ever in these last in evil days, we need to be able to protect our children. It's about spiritual warfare. It's about physical things, natural things that we should be doing that maybe we're not doing. But we need to protect our children. And I thank each of you for joining us on tonight. Be with me on Monday. And if you need prayer and you didn't get it in tonight, After the word on Monday, I will be glad to pray with you then also. Until then, everybody, have a blessed night. We out.